Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the great sports venues anywhere in the metro area is Ritter Arena at the University of Minnesota, home of the University of Minnesota Golden Gopher women's hockey team, and Border Battle weekend coming up. Number one, Wisconsin, Friday at 6, and then again Saturday at 4. And joining us right now, Gopher head coach Brad Frost. Brad, it's been a while. How you been?
Doing great, Steve. Happy New Year to you, and nice to chat with you.
Yeah, good to visit with you, and Brad's been good enough to join us from time to time on the weekends over the years when his schedule allows. And Brad, let's certainly get folks up to date. This is a big weekend. Number one, Wisconsin, and what a stretch for your team. The Badgers then on the road at number two, Ohio State, to close out the month.
Yeah, the WCHA, as we know, is an incredible league. You know, we're sitting at four or five, depending on the poll that you look at. University of Minnesota Duluth is at number seven, and so having four teams from our conference in the top seven is great. But it just means you got to be ready every weekend, and you're going to face some really good teams.
Well, and beyond that, looking ahead with number one Wisconsin at home at Ritter and then on the road at Ohio State at the end of the month in Columbus. Last weekend, Minnesota State, you got to win 7-2 on Friday, and then on Saturday, they were able to pull it out and kind of made history for their program, but it shows the quality of play, really. I mean, any given night now in the league.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Mankato... they continue to get better and better. They're sitting in fifth place in our league and have had some great wins this year and obviously getting that one on Saturday against us, like you mentioned, made some history. I guess it was 53 games in a row we hadn't been beat by them, but obviously they're a team on the rise and they earned it that night.
After a game like that as a coach, it is an opportunity to sit down with your team and say, on any given night, any given day, we just can't, expect to go out there and beat a team like Minnesota State. We've got to play a complete game and finish it.
Oh, for sure. And our team knows that, but sometimes you need a reminder. And, yep. Oftentimes you sneak out a victory in those games, and so you don't think too much about it. And when you lose the game, it obviously gets everybody to refocus a little bit. And we had gotten down 3-1 in the first period and climbed back, but ultimately lost it in overtime. And so again, great learning opportunity for our group.
Back to the big series this weekend at Ritter. You had some success early in December in Madison. You had to be thrilled with that effort. I mean, that's as good as it gets. Opening with a win, and then the second night going toe-to-toe as well. I mean, you had to be thrilled with that effort.
Oh, for sure. Taking 5 of 6 points in Madison is not an easy task. And as you mentioned, we won 3-2 in regulation the first night and tied 2-2 the next night and won in a shootout. And that's still Wisconsin's only loss on the season. And now they're coming to our place and we should have a great crowd and it should be a great atmosphere, but two very good teams as always battling it out and should be some really good hockey here this weekend.
What makes them so good? And they're good year in and year out. Your team's good year in and year out, but what makes this Badger team so tough to play?
Well, I think first and foremost, their talent. They've got great players. They've got players that are on the Olympic team, just like we do. And, you know, it's really a coin flip game every time we play. Two really, really skilled, fast teams, very good goaltending. And, you know, it oftentimes comes down to a break one way or another to see who wins the game. But it always makes it really exciting.
Golden Gopher women's hockey coach Brad Frost joining us. They will get Wisconsin at Ritter Arena on Friday and Saturday, and then hit the road, take on number 2 Ohio State the following weekend. About your team this year, what stands out at this point? Because you get to the end of January, it really goes quick. But what stands out so far this season for you?
Well, you know, we're missing Abby Murphy and Grace Zumwickel this year. They're with the U.S. Olympic team along with 6 of our alums, which is pretty exciting. But we've needed players to step up, and Taylor Heisey is one of those players who is a senior for us and always been one of our top players. But I think this year she's one of the best players in the country. Her two line mates, Katie Skaya and Abigail Boreen, both seniors as well, have really elevated their game. And, you know, we're just getting contributions up and down our lineup from our top 3 lines and our defensemen. And we've got 3 goalies that are all getting time right now and getting starts. So, you know, we've just got really good depth up and down our lineup. And players have really stepped up this year, which has been a lot of fun to watch.
I do a number of games on cable TV in the northern suburbs and have seen the Andover Huskies a lot in recent years. And Peyton Hemp's impressive. and she has had an impact right out of the gate.
She sure has. I think she's been WCHA Rookie of the Month twice so far this season. You know, really from scoring the very first game that she played for us until now, she's just she's a great 200-foot player, plays well offensively, defensively. She's just an incredible hockey player and an even better person. So she's been a joy to have on our team for sure.
Yeah, and I suppose it's one of those where when they come in right out of high school and have that kind of impact in your league at the highest level of women's collegiate hockey, that's really impressive. It is a special player that can do that.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And she was Ms. Hockey. She was the best player coming out of the state last year. And, it usually takes our freshmen, you know, a good semester to get acclimated, being away from home and going to school full-time and doing hockey full-time as well. But for Peyton, the transition was pretty seamless. And you know, her work ethic speaks volumes as to part of the reason that transition was easier for her.
Yeah, and part of the deal is when you run a program and you compete for national championships, you are going to lose players to the national team, and I know that's part of it, and I know you're thrilled for those players, not only the current players, but the alumni that are competing in the Olympic Games. That is a big deal, and it pays dividends for the program going forward, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I was just talking to a friend here this night tonight, and you know, yeah, we're missing some of our top players, and you know, every 4 years we have that happen, and that's great. But players, top players, want to come to the University of Minnesota to develop, have a great experience, be part of our culture, and win some hockey games. But they also, you know, have the desire and the goal to play for their country one day, and that's the pinnacle in women's hockey is to play for your country, and so. We're thrilled that they have the opportunity to do that. As you said, it pays dividends down the road. They're playing with and against incredible players at the highest level. So when they come back to play with us, you know, they're bringing that experience. But, you know, come early February when all these games are on NBC and the different NBC channels, you're going to hear a lot of, you know, University of Minnesota Golden Gophers. And their names being called and people talking about them. So it's a great thing for them and a really good thing for our program as well.
Yeah, and a great moment for the women's game. And I've been out calling a lot of girls hockey games again this year. And there's so much talent and there's so many good teams and so many good players. And for the game to be showcased, as you pointed out, on NBC, and I think everyone expects the United States to play Canada for the gold medal, and why not? It is turned into, in the Winter Olympics, one of the marquee events, and that's great.
Absolutely, absolutely. It, you know, certainly in the women's hockey world it is, but I think, you know, really throughout throughout the United States, as you mentioned, it's one of those marquee matchups that people are glued to, just like they are to the men's hockey final. So it's always an exciting game, and you know, I mentioned us in Wisconsin and having it be a coin flip game. It's the same for U.S. and Canada. You just never know who's going to win that one, but should be some exciting games here in just a few weeks.
Well, Brad, always good to visit with you. Once again, a big series, and hopefully folks can get out to Ritter Arena and take in the action Friday and Saturday or either. You know, once again, just a terrific venue, and hopefully we can visit again down the road.
Yeah, I look forward to it. We'd love to have people out there, so come on out. Thanks.
All right, there he is, Brad Frost, Golden Gopher women's hockey coach, and he's been so generous with his time over the years and good enough to join us here on the radio, whether I'm sitting in for Maxie or on the weekends here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.